Welcome to episode 87 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul-Hakim from BrightFlux, and today we're diving deep into SQL file functions in Snowflake. Whether you're preparing for your SnowPro Core Certification or simply looking to sharpen your Snowflake skills, this episode is packed with everything you need to master SQL file functions. Let's start with the basics. SQL file functions in Snowflake are designed to manage and interact with data files directly from within SQL commands. This is critical when working with data loading or unloading scenarios. The core functions you need to be familiar with include put, get, list, and remove. First up, the put command. This function is used to upload data files from a local file system to a specific stage in Snowflake. This is especially useful when preparing data files for bulk loading into your Snowflake database. A successful put command will list the files that have been uploaded, making it straightforward to verify the upload. Next, the get command. This is essentially the inverse of put. It allows you to download data files from a Snowflake stage to your local file system. This could be used for data backup purposes or when you need to work with data locally. Then we have the list command. List is used to display a list of files in a specified stage. It's a handy way to check what data is available for loading or to verify that your data files have been successfully uploaded with the put command. Lastly, the remove command. As the name suggests, this function allows you to delete files from a stage. It's crucial for maintaining a clean working environment and ensuring that only the necessary data files are kept in your stage. Now, let's talk about best practices when using these functions. Accuracy and efficiency are key. Ensure your paths are correctly specified to avoid data misplacement. Utilize file formats and copy options wisely to optimize data loading and unloading. Moreover, always manage your stages to prevent unnecessary storage costs. To successfully pass the SnowPro Core certification, understanding how and when to use these SQL file functions effectively is essential. They can significantly facilitate data management, making your work with Snowflake more efficient and error-free. That's all for today's in-depth exploration of SQL file functions. I hope this episode has armed you with the knowledge to confidently use these functions in your Snowflake endeavors. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with your data.